Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning from Montgomery, Alabama to Des Moines, Iowa, Kazakhstan to Cabo San Lucas. We are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe. And again, another glorious, beautiful, just incredible, sunny Tuesday morning.
Windy though,
here.
Mark. Very windy, but yeah. It's blowing away all the gunk, whatever's out there.
Yeah, we're going to have another 75 degree day today. I heard that was snowing back there in Boston yesterday, which is too bad because one of Blake's buddies just flew back to Cambridge on Saturday, and he's leaving 75-80 degree blue sunny skies here to the storm of the century again back there in
Boston.
That's
terrible. And we are into spring. This was the first week in the spring, right?
First week in spring starts Saturday night at 9:36.
So it's spring here, and it feels like it too. I mean, like you said, 75 degrees, the skies are blue, the clouds are white, the very, very puffy, but very windy today.
Right. But you know what? It's windy out here at the studio, but it wasn't windy by me at home, so I don't know what.
Super windy by me.
Oh.
Yeah, but let's start this show like we do every Tuesday morning, Mark, by welcoming our sponsor, iBid4Storage.com. That's iBid4Storage.com. They are a self-storage and self-storage auction site based in Canada and the U.S. for the last 22 years. Their goal is to keep you up to date with self-storage unit auctions and the best budget that fits your needs. They make it easy and convenient to bid online for all storage auctions. So again, that's iBidForStorage.com. And if you need to reach them by phone, it's 844-424-3669. iBidForStorage.com.
Love it. I know I do. iBidForStorage.
Right? Isn't that crazy? But how convenient is that, right?
Yeah. Great. Love it.
I know they have a couple storage units closing out this week in California, so fantastic opportunities to get online and do some bidding for them as well.
I'll do that as soon as I get home. Maybe I'll get something good.
Hell, Mark, you don't even have to wait till you get home. You could do it right after the show. You could do it from the lobby of our studio here from your
you're right, from your, my laptop, my desktop,
your
my
tablet.
iPhone, my tablet.
I would say get in your car. You could do it in your car, but in California, it's illegal to do anything with your phone.
Dang.
You know, which is, I got to say, I know it's illegal and I get it, but you know what? It's almost as disrupting sometimes to lean over and turn the channel of your, I mean, a lot of cars, I know yours, mine does too. You could connect, you could control the radio channels on your steering wheel. You don't have to reach over to use the dial, but I find myself still doing that, and sometimes you find yourself drifting to the other lane. It's almost as bad as texting.
How about eating? Have you eaten a burrito or a burger while you're driving, or a taco? It's the same thing.
You know, we
you've
have
got your fries on the side, and you're holding your Big Mac in the one hand.
Yep.
It's the same thing. Or how many times have you seen that woman in the car next to you doing her
makeup?
Yeah.
Right? I've seen somebody in a car with a laptop on his lap.
Yep.
But anyhow, it is. We spend a lot of time in the car eating while we're going to meetings or what have you. So it is disruptive. And in regards to, we just asked me, have you ever eaten a burger? Have you ever eaten a McRib while driving?
Oh, no, I don't think I have.
Now, you
That's
know,
a
it's
mess.
I have to say it's an accomplishment. I have done that, and it wasn't as bad as it could have been.
Sounds like a mess.
Yeah. Anyhow, so let's start the show off like we do every Tuesday morning, Mark.
Okay.
Wishing happy birthday greetings to celebrities, whether they're A-list or B-list or D-list or quasi or pseudo. So we got some good ones today. I'll tell you that.
Oh, great.
Right there. But we do it every week, and the list is always growing. So
great.
We're going to start off, Mark, this week wishing happy birthday wishes to Rick Harrison.
Hey, our buddy from Pawn Stars.
That's correct.
Let me guess how old he is.
Yeah.
Honestly, because his father looks like he's around 82. I think Rick is younger.
82.
I think he's younger than he actually looks. So I would say that Rick Harrison is 56.
50.
See, I thought so.
He's 50. And speaking of our buddy in Pawn Stars, how about Chumley over there, Mark?
Yeah, right? He's going up the river.
Up the river. I mean,
yeah.
The cops were called to his home for domestic
drugs
violence.
And and then they found drugs there and all sorts of stuff.
When the cops got there, they found a bunch of drugs and a bunch of guns. And aren't they going to, like, doesn't it look like they're shooting him up for 12 years? Or?
Yeah, probably, because Nevada's a hard state. I mean, look what happened to OJ. I mean, the guy did nothing and he went up the river for 30 years. You know, so I think the Nevada, I think we've all all seen the movie Casino, and we know that the hillbillies run the state of Nevada, and the hillbillies don't take any crap. So if you do anything out of line over there in Nevada, you're going up the river for some hard times. So, Chumley, I think you're up the river.
I wonder how that's going to affect the show.
Oh, they'll move on.
Yeah.
They'll find some other dope. And the weird thing is, I was reading his bio after this whole thing went down a week ago. And so, he started working there when he was 22. And
yeah.
So he's been there for, before this whole fame thing started. He was part of the team, realistically.
How old is he now? In his 30s?
He might be 30,
How long has the show been on?
I think probably about 4 years, right? Maybe, let me see, three,
actually,
maybe five
I'm thinking
years.
At least
huh?
five, yeah.
Okay, 5 years.
And speaking of the show, I was in Vegas over the weekend and went past his store, and, there's always a huge line.
Yeah.
Always a huge, no line.
No line.
And I went by there about three times.
What time of the day did you go
in the morning,
by?
The afternoon.
Did they have the red
velvet rope out there, yeah.
Huh.
There was a couple people taking a picture of the sign, but there was no line.
Oh, interesting.
We had the pleasure of getting the private tour and actually being
Meeting the team there.
Right,
we were on the episode and we met everybody.
And the crazy thing about that, Mark, we never even found out when our episode was going to air.
Right.
But we got an email from a fan in Italy or
Germany or
something a couple months ago saying that they saw us on the episode.
Yeah, which is amazing because we were just a background filler.
Yeah, but I sure would like to see it.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Boy, did they clean up on that show.
Yeah, and they sell $10,000 worth of merchandise.
A day.
A day.
And then there was that spinoff show, Pornography,
yeah.
that they had.
Yeah.
And then they had that show in Vegas, the stage show in Vegas about
yeah.
porn stars.
Right. And then, when I say they sell $10,000 worth of stuff a day, I'm not talking auction stuff.
Right, it's
souvenir stuff.
Yeah, T-shirts, bumper stickers.
Now, 10 grand a day, Mark, what does that equate to a month?
Over
300
grand
a month
yeah.
on tourist stuff.
Right, and that they're probably in the... What do you think they make an episode on there, Rick? Do you think he's...
Wow. Gosh, I couldn't even tell you.
Because reality's a tough nut.
Reality's a tough nut to gauge.
I'd say about 20 grand an episode.
I think he's got some big contract. They don't break him down per episode. He's got some big contract. And he gets something. I don't know. I don't even know, but...
And then all the appearance fees. These guys, I'm sure, are all over the place.
And how about those commercials he's on for the Razor and a couple other things? Anyhow, like I always say, get it if you can get it. So happy birthday, Rick Harrison. Got a lot more birthdays to wish today, Mark.
Oh,
happy birthday, Rick Harrison. He's 50 today. I guess him being bald-headed, he may give him the younger look.
But, yeah, that must be it, yeah.
Keegan Key.
He's that the comedian guy,
yeah.
right? He's part of the team.
He's a bald one, too. I can't even think of the name of his partner, but he's 44
Well,
today.
Keegan's the one that gets all the press. The other guy gets no word. Keegan's the guy that Mark Roscoe provided
well, that's this guy.
Yeah.
This is his birthday.
But the other guy, he gets no notice. This Keegan's everywhere.
Yeah. Our buddy... Your buddy, Bill Shatner.
Oh.
William Shatner to everybody else.
Oh, geez, let me take a guess at this guy. Okay, so let me see. 55, 65, 75, 85. He's got to be 85.
84.
Okay.
Almost right on it, pal.
Yeah.
Almost right on
yeah.
as you
He's everywhere. This guy's fantastic, Bill Shatner.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, he's got his event coming up in May or June. I think they moved it down to June. We had the pleasure of attending three years, I think. And
Only three? Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, three.
It's... he's a great guy.
What's the name of his charity? I always forget it.
What's the name of the charity?
Yeah.
It's the William Shatner. Let's see. Hold on one second. What's this here? I'm looking at.
Always take a break and wait for a little bit of business at any given time. I tell you that much. Looks like very good. Okay, so we'll get into this real quick. But great. It's an interesting name for the I can't think of it. It's somebody's name.
It's the Max Strauss Fund.
Max Strauss.
Well, there's three charities that it provides for, but this is the William Shatner Charity Horse Show Gala presented by Priceline and Wells Fargo. Benefits the Max Strauss Foundation and a couple other events, but it's not like the William Shatner Foundation.
Yep. Right. But great
event because you have a great buffet meal.
Yeah.
You've always
First you have the horse show that
right, which is real cheesy. But it's at the LA Equestrian Center, which is a great place over here in Burbank on Riverside Drive. A great place, right?
Yeah.
So first off, you've got it happening at a great place. Two, you've got this cheesy horse show that starts at the start, which at the Equestrian Center, which is it's cool because it's cheesy. Three, you've got this buffet dinner, which is cool.
Real
it's all
good.
But Western style chuck wagon.
Real good.
Then
real
you've
good.
Got the entertainment, which is usually somebody
country,
Western,
usually,
that type of theme, which is great. Then you have the silent auction, which is cool. A couple of years ago, I bought the President
Jimmy Carter
autograph. So you've got all this stuff going on. Plus, on top of all that, it benefits – a great cause.
Yeah.
On top of that, you have mixed celebrities that came. Last time we were there, we met Tom Bergeron.
Right.
Year before that, we met Rick Dees.
Rick Dees,
so, you know,
DJ.
You've got that celebrity element to it. So it's a great event.
Yeah.
The only thing is, it is pricey. I think it's about $400 now for the tickets. We were there, naturally, at no cost to us because we were providing the gifting and we were press, media, celebrity guests. But for the most part, it's a $500 event.
The last couple of years, we couldn't go because it coincided at the same time we were traveling to the Kentucky Derby.
It's Derby weekend.
Yeah. So, but this weekend, it's not. I mean, this year, it's right. Okay.
It's June, I believe.
So, anyhow, Bill Shatner's 84, so happy birthday to him.
Wow.
J.J. Watt, Defensive Player of the Year from the Houston Texans. He's 26 today. Reese Witherspoon, we all know her from...
Oscar winner, Reese Witherspoon.
That's right. I should appreciate it because once you get...
To.
Yeah, absolutely. Reese Witherspoon, how old?
I'd say she's 38.
39.
Yeah. 39.
Tyler Oakley, my daughter's favorite YouTube guy. He's got some show coming or a movie about him or whatever. He's the guy that got the big old billboards on Sunset Strip. He's 26 today. So that sounds a little older for a YouTuber, too.
Yeah.
So he's 26. Ross Martin.
If he were alive. Okay. If he were alive, he would be, let me see, he'd be,
Ross
hold
Martin,
on.
To those listeners who don't know him, other than the Wild Wild West and the Great Race.
Right.
That's all I could think. Anyhow, he was the Artemis Gordon in the Wild Wild West series in the 60s.
Yeah, okay, he would be. Oh, he was also in that movie, The Colossus of New York.
Oh, yeah, right.
He would be.
Now, keep in mind, Mark, he died in 1981.
Yeah, he'd be 83.
96. He was 61 when he died in 81.
96?
Andrew Lloyd Webber. Today is his birthday.
Billionaire Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Okay, I guess you have to precede that.
You
with
do.
The, okay. Anyhow, how old is he?
Andrew Lloyd Webber is 77.
Boy, way off on this one. I was very surprised by this as well. He's 67 today.
Wow.
Yeah, 67 today.
Wait, 67?
Yeah. Huh. MIP, Stop Motion. He's a YouTuber. He's 15 today.
Wow.
He's 15. How do you become, I mean, I'm talking about him on our radio show, and this kid's only 15. He's from YouTube.
Wow.
Chesquino, get this, Mark. Chesquino, another YouTuber? 12.
Yeah. 12?
12.
Wow.
Big.
A lot of YouTubers, but every week we've got the YouTubers.
Yeah. Big shout out to Gig Morton today. He's an actor who's 19. Have absolutely no idea what he's been in, but congratulations and happy birthday to Wolf Blitzer, who we have met on the red carpet years back.
Yeah, he was terrified. He looked like I was going to beat him up.
Yeah, I guess we kind of give that to people sometimes. They see us coming and they're...
How
they're
old is Wolf?
67. Same as Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Huh?
Same as Andrew. George Benson, Grammy winning singer George Benson. He's 72 today.
Wow.
Bob Costas. You know him from NBC.
Bob Costas?
We almost met him a couple years ago.
The last time we went.
We were like afraid to approach
him. No, we weren't afraid, but he was about ready to interview the governor of Kentucky.
Yeah.
So and he was 10 feet from us, and I thought, let's just go up to him and say something.
How old today, Mark? But we didn't.
Bob Costas?
We should have, though.
Yeah, 50.
He's 63.
63?
63 today. Chico Marx, the Marx Brothers.
Oh, if he were alive?
Chico Marx. Chico Marx, he died in 1973 at the age of, he died in 1961 at the age of 73. Chico would be 129 today.
129?
Yeah, 129 today. He died, like I said, Mark, in 1961 at the age of...
73.
Yeah.
Yeah, he must have been a big-time smoker. Yeah.
Marcel Marceau, the only mime that I ever knew in my life.
Marcel Marceau, I think.
Any idea how... This one blew me away, too.
He's dead, too, right?
Yeah, he died like 5 years ago.
93. Oh, okay.
93. So you were close, but I didn't think he was that old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I think he kept miming until the end.
Well, he had nothing else to do. I mean, that's his claim to fame. He's the mime.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not like he had to study any lines or something.
Hey, do you know... is that it for the thing?
That's it for the birthday. Okay. Happy birthday, everybody. Congratulations,
right. I gave... Just off the subject real quick here. Well, the show covers every subject. I gave you that Vanity Fair a couple weeks ago. Did you read that article about Pablo Picasso?
I have it right here.
Oh, Pablo Picasso would be one of the 20th... Pablo Picasso, if he were still alive, would be one of the 20 wealthiest men in the world right
now.
Is
that right?
When he died, he had 47,000 pieces of work that were completed.
Wow,
that were
47,000?
That had not been distributed.
Yeah.
And these are sketches, paintings, statues, drawings, Everything.
Yeah.
And see, he before he died, he was licensing his name on everything.
Oh, everything. Wow, even that early in the 60s?
Well, he died in 74, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he died in 74, but he was licensing it on everything. And because he had so many different families, you know, he was one of these Italians that had all the Spaniards.
A bunch of kids from different
women. Was he Italian or Spanish?
I think he was Italian.
Okay, so he had all these different families, all the different mistresses, all the different wives, and all these different kids.
Wow.
So when he died, things were all screwed up because everybody had to get a piece. This wife, that kid, this grandkid. He had an army of family that was left when he died.
Wow.
But I think
he would be the 20th wealthiest person in the world.
Today.
So he'd be worth about $30 billion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. I think when he died, he was worth like $1 billion or close to that. You have to read the article, but it's an interesting article.
I just opened it this morning. I saw that.
The most successful painter in history as far as all the works
revenue.
He's done. He was one of these painters that lived to enjoy the wealth of his painting. And a lot of them didn't get to enjoy that.
Right. Like a lot of those pop artists that died in the early 80s didn't have a pot to piss
in. This Pollock, he was dead before anybody.
Right.
Rembrandt, Van Gogh, all these guys died before they could really make
and like
a living.
I said, the burst of those artists in the early 80s, too.
Yeah,
wow,
but I
no
forgot
kidding.
To tell
That's
you, see, earlier he would have been one of the That's wealthiest men alive.
Speaking of, wow, that is, I got to read that article. I'll do it this afternoon.
It's a long one.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yes. Speaking of Picasso, isn't there a restaurant at the Bellagio that's a Picasso restaurant?
It's called Picasso's. Yeah, I've been to that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know
if
it's still there.
Been there, too. I wonder if it is. It was real colorful. It had its, like, but it was, okay. Anyhow, fantastic. So speaking of the Vanity Fair article, Mark, what you have right here is, I just opened it up this morning.
By the way, a great magazine.
Yeah.
There's only a few magazines that I really enjoy. Cigar Aficionado, Vanity Fair, GQ, and Esquire. Those are my favorite magazines.
The difference, and I love, I agree with you, but this is worth it. This is $5. Look at this. This is thick every time.
Every time, Matt. It's been really thin the last few
episodes. GQ's been really thin. Anyhow, so I'm looking through this magazine, and I come across Land's End. We all know Land's End. But I see this. I'm thinking it's a Tommy Hilfiger ad.
Yeah, looks
so
like
So Land's End, they're into, I thought they only did like bags and cases, luggage.
Stacy's had a jacket for 15 years.
Yeah, did not know that. So I guess, like I said, I saw this, and first thing I thought was, this is a Tommy Hilfiger ad, because the Tommy Hilfiger ads are fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Especially at spring. Their springtime ads are great. Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah,
they got all the pastels and the stripes,
which looks like
they're all on the boat
something. Which looks like this ad right here.
Yeah.
Back to Pawn Stars and back to Las Vegas. I was in Vegas over the weekend for March Madness, as I always am.
Wow.
Always at the Forum Shops, Mark, you're always curious as to there's a sports memorabilia shop that's always there. You know, what's his name is always there,
Pete Rose.
Yeah. So I had reason to believe that he was going to be there. I kind of wanted to check him out, you know. He wasn't there. It was Jerry Rice, but
But was he there when you were there though? Or
we just missed him.
I see.
But Pete Rose, I think, lives in Las Vegas, doesn't he?
Yeah, because he's there so much. Yeah.
Yeah. So so Jonas was surprised that Pete Rose still does that type of stuff. And so that's the only revenue that he still makes. But Vegas
he
was
does
great
commercials
to,
too. You know, he does those commercials.
That's right. Vegas was great to be in the weekend. For those who have never went to Las Vegas for March Madness, it's absolutely fantastic. And I was there, happened to be on St. Patrick's Day. And my belief is after New York, Chicago, and Boston, Vegas has got to be the best place to be in the world, unless you're in Ireland, I guess. It's probably even more fun here in New York, Chicago, or Boston. But cannot believe how everybody was getting into it, wearing the green. Everybody's drinking the green beer. Everybody's wearing the green makeup, the green hats, the green hair. Unbelievable. Fun place to go. So, again, if you've never been to Las Vegas during March Madness, you have to go. It's unbelievable. Tons of people. Everybody's betting. People are crying. People are losing. People are winning. I happen to be on the better end of that half, winning almost all weekend, which was fantastic. Yeah, but great place to be, and might be heading back there this weekend, Mark. In fact, I'm going on Thursday, and I extend an invitation to you to join in to attend. Not only do I have to collect some money, but I'd like to put down some more money.
Hmm.
Vegas.
Interesting.
Yeah,
interesting.
Vegas.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Just breaking news right now. Everybody heard about what's happened in Belgium earlier today. Another
terrible.
40 people dead, hundreds and hundreds of injured people in Belgium. And, you know, our sympathy and our thoughts and prayers go out to the people of Belgium for this. Interesting question that I thought of after this happened. During all the press and media was going on this morning, I started thinking this. If you're an American, you live in the U.S., you're an American. If you live in England, you're English. You live in France, you're French. You live in Switzerland, you're Swiss. You live in Denmark, you're Dane.
I know where this is going.
If I live in Belgium, what am I?
Yeah, what are you? I think there's, I think is it, what's that word? I heard it today. It sounds like Welsh, but it's not Welsh. It's something similar to that. But I heard that today. But,
I have absolutely no idea. Every country you are in,
right.
You've got... You are what you are. If I live in Mexico, I'm Mexican.
Yeah.
If I live in Canada, I'm Canadian.
If
I'm in Hawaii and I'm not an American, I'm Hawaiian. I mean, there's...
Aren't you Belgian?
I mean, you're in Belgium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't know.
Holland, but like Holland, you're Dutch.
You're Dutch, yeah.
Yeah.
The words can be a little bit different, but, you know.
But did you hear... Egypt,
you're Egyptian. Yeah,
did you
so
hear
forth.
Matt Lauer talking to Trump today about... what just happened, and if you got the call 2 a.m, what would you do?
Don't tell me. I can tell you what he's going to say. He's going to say, I would have done what I told you from the start. You've got to stop people from coming in. You've got to check their credentials. But if I'm correct here, he didn't say what he would
Mark,
do
what
today.
What you just said is exactly what he said.
Yeah.
And then Matt Lauer said, I understand that, but back,
what
to,
would
the,
you do
back
today?
To the original question, what would you do today? And you know what, Mark? He said the exact same thing. He couldn't answer the question.
That's what worries me. I want to hear him saying, well, we've already offered the FBI and the FBI to assist in any type of investigation over there. We've offered our services. The Sixth Fleet is on alert. We're at DEFCON 3 right now. But these type of things.
What was ridiculous, Mark, before he didn't answer the question, he preluded that by saying, the same thing that put me why I'm leading the polls right now is because I won't take any crap from anybody. Mm. But he threw that into the mix by trying to answer the question.
Yeah.
He says, that's the reason why I'm leading everybody's poll right now because of this. But twice...
I got to get an answer from him on certain things. And you ask Hillary Clinton, what would they do now? Once you got the call that Belgium is... what would you do now?
Yeah.
We're at DEFCON 5.
I did hear her. She had a pretty good... It was on the Today Show, but somebody else asked her today. But
the Sixth Fleet is on alert. We're at DEFCON 5. Yeah. The FBI is on their way to help in the investigation. Something like that.
But yeah, he just cannot answer these damn questions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back to Vegas real quick, because I just saw a...
Hey, man, who's sponsoring our show today, by the way?
Oh, geez. By the way, Mark, of course, every week our show is sponsored and brought to you by ibidforstorage.com. That's I-B-I-D for storage.com, 844-424-3669, and they make it easy and convenient to bid online.
Do they have any locations here in California?
Or
partnerships with any place here in California?
In Torrance and some up north, but don't know off the top of my head. That you just blitzed me with that question, but yes, but ibidforstorage.com. Tune in for all your auction needs. Anyhow, as I just saw this Ferrari go by when I was in Vegas over the weekend, there is a place there that rents out exotic cars, luxury cars, and so forth. They had I'm not quite sure what Lamborghini it was that was on display, but if you want to rent that one, Mark, it's $2,500 a day.
Wow.
How much do you think the Phantom is?
Probably about the same thing.
$1,200.
$1,200, wow.
$1,200 for the Phantom for the day.
Wow.
Ferraris are $2,000. The Lamborghinis are $2,500.
It's funny. You go back to the movie of the
Malibu.
Week. Right. And it was, you know how much the Rolls Royce was to rent today then?
$100.
Right. It's funny. You know, we were just in Beverly Hills the other day for having a fantastic brunch over there, which we'll get to in a second. But we parked the car and we're walking a block up to get to the restaurant. We passed by a house that had a Mercedes in the driveway and it had a Ferrari. And the Ferrari was white. And I'm thinking, you know, if I've got a Ferrari, it's got to be red first. If not red, black. If not black, it's got to be that great yellow.
What was the other car? You said there was a Ferrari?
Mercedes.
Oh, okay.
Mercedes, yeah. But the Ferrari was white. It was a white Ferrari. It just looked like it's missing. Something's missing.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But anyhow, we had the pleasure of enjoying this lunch at Circa 55 at the old Trader Vic's location at the poolside of the Beverly Hilton Hotel in Beverly Hills, which is celebrating their 60th anniversary, which is great. I mean, we love this brunch because it's right there poolside. Now, mind you, this is a non-paid endorsement or advertisement for Circa 55 because we love this place so much. I mean, you got to book this thing a month ahead of time if you want to get a reservation.
Didn't we? I mean, it was crazy.
Especially if you want a table out poolside.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice inside, but they don't take reservations for the poolside, so you got to roll the dice and hope when you get there.
First come, first serve.
You got to roll the dice and hope when you get there, you're outside.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were lucky that, I don't know, maybe they recognized who we were. First, they took us in the Enchanted Grotto.
How about that table, Mark? That was like in a room that was in the back of the
That was the true Enchanted Grotto.
It was the second room. To, you know, first when they brought us to that one room, that was
No, watch, I'm talking about. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I mean, it was the last table in the corner, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just terrible. And they took us there. And then I guess maybe she looked at us. She thought, she knows who we are.
Maybe.
And they took us to that window table, which was nice because you're almost outside, but you're by the window in and out.
Yeah.
And then there was a table that opened up outside by the pool.
Yeah.
And so naturally we said, can we get that table outside by the pool?
We didn't have an umbrella. I was directly in the sun.
You asked to be directly in the sun, so yeah. I'll let you have it.
I'm just saying it was rather hot. But what were your thoughts on the brunch?
Again, I always liked it. There was nothing I didn't like about it except the service that day was poor.
Yeah. So at the dinner table last night, I mentioned, boy, that was a good brunch. Carrie says, the entrees weren't that good. I said, what do you mean the entrees weren't that good? Well, I got to say, Mark, they're shrimp taco? It didn't look good at all.
It didn't look good.
So I said,
and you got to have some accompanying
right? Okay, yeah, but here's where I'm getting at. She says the entrees weren't that good. And I said, well, my lobster roll is fantastic. Now, you got the shrimp taco. You can't comment on the steak or the salmon because you're not having it, you know? So, you know, she was not happy with the brunch, Mark. She's like, it was at the end of the day, it wasn't that good. I said, did you try the bacon? No. Bacon was good.
Yeah.
Did you try the salmon? No. I mean, I'm sorry, not salmon, the sausage.
Yeah.
That was real good.
I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah. The Chinese chicken salad was great. But, you know, Carrie didn't have the potatoes. She's on this diet where she's not eating anything starchy. So I kind of get that to a point. But, you know.
Well, I hear what you're saying because I don't think Stacey was too crazy about it either. And she wasn't the last two times because of the salmon. The one time I had the salmon, I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you see the guy next to you, Mark, eating the salmon?
No.
It looked fantastic.
Yeah. Right, you're right. I did. Let me tell you, I liked everything about it. I liked the scrambled eggs with the cheese. I liked the potatoes. I liked the bacon. I liked the sausage. I even liked, I got to say, the bagel. I got the bagel with cream cheese, with lox, with salmon, with the capers. The bagel was good. I got the what else did I get with the mix there? And then, like you said, the chicken salad.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got the extra stuff with the olives and all the tomatoes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then my entree, which was the lobster roll.
With
the
French fries.
I thought the fries were good.
Yeah.
It's Heinz ketchup, which I love the Heinz ketchup. The roll was good. Then the dessert.
I posted that picture of the dessert.
A lot of comments.
Well, it was a great picture.
Yeah.
But the dessert platter was I couldn't even eat it.
What did I really like? There was something. There was like a kolachki thing. I liked.
The strudel.
Yeah. I liked a lot.
But again, Mark, we talked at the table. It got to a point where Chelsea and Whitney are both saying enough. Carrie kept on saying, "What point? What don't you get out of this?" Where I'm saying it was just okay. And I says, "But you're basing it on the entree. You didn't like the entree. I get that. And she didn't eat anything else. So." And the girls are saying, okay, but I couldn't get an answer from her, Mark.
I wish I was hungry enough that I could have ordered I always like the omelet. The omelet station, right?
I was very surprised you didn't
so full already from everything
else. At the start, though, I'm surprised you didn't get it.
And that's because I saw the cheese eggs. I wanted to have the cheese eggs, but I didn't want to do the cheese eggs and the omelet. And then I also missed out on the bread pudding.
Yeah.
I love the bread pudding.
But I think you were deterred, Mark, because I think Stacey told you the last time you didn't like it.
She told me that, but I disagreed with her. That didn't deter me. I was already full from everything else.
But that being said, we love this brunch.
Yes.
And then, like Mark just mentioned, it's not a paying endorsement.
The bottomless champagne, again, granted, the service was crappy. This guy didn't come around like he did the last couple of times.
Yeah.
But the champagne's bottomless. The orange juice is bottomless. So you've got all this champagne, all this orange juice, all the buffet stuff, your main entree.
Fantastic.
The dessert.
This was not a complimentary brunch. And like Mark said, it's not a paid endorsement.
Right,
but we love that
it.
Place. But in a couple of weeks, we are invited guests to the 94th, or is it 93rd?
94th
Air Squadron. Out in,
Van Nuys.
Van Nuys.
Yeah.
That's been there forever. Mark and I are invited guests. We're going to get back there in a couple of weeks. Haven't been there in about 20 years, which we used to love and frequent it quite often, but again, have not been there in 20 years. We're invited guests. We're going to go back in a couple of weeks.
Unlike the Cirque 55 at the Beverly Hilton, which is only partial buffet, because it's partial buffet and then entree.
Right.
94th Air Squadron is complete buffet.
Yeah.
It's a huge buffet.
Yeah.
It's got everything under the sun you can imagine. And another thing, I mentioned to you last week, maybe we ought to book the reservation. We don't know how crazy that place is going to get now in the spring. Let's book it sooner than later.
And, you know, they do have outside available. Would you like to eat outside?
No, I want the whole ambiance of inside.
Inside, yeah. Okay.
I like the inside. poolside.
Yeah, for Circa 55, we want to be poolside.
Yeah.
There is outside here, the 94th Air Squadron, but it's overlooking
it. Oh, I don't know. Maybe let's give it some thought.
Yeah.
But outside, it might get in kind of loud because you're right there as the planes are taking off and landing.
Yeah. Plus, you got farther to walk when you hit the food.
I like the, you know, again, we haven't been there in 20 years. I like the initial ambiance of being inside.
They got that old, like, biplane sitting sitting out front. It's it's got that, like,
it's a neat place.
World War One.
We love brunches.
Yeah.
I'm
looking forward, to checking out that brunch again.
Ask you, though, is that buffet or is that champagne?
Yeah.
It's a champagne brunch.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
So we should get that on the
docket. Let's get it on the calendar.
We got Easter coming up on Sunday at your place.
At our annual Easter buffet.
I didn't even know that that was happening until I thought Easter was 2 weeks away. This is the first time since, I think, 1887 that Easter is taking place in March.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, 1887, 1890. I knew that sounded weird that it was the Easter was taking place in March. It's always the first or second week of April.
Wow.
So and everything. So everything's close up. It's like Christmas.
Yep.
So, what time we do over?
I don't know. I'll have to ask. See what the deals are. But you know, Tiana already got back to us in a day. You know, confirming her she's coming.
Yeah.
Still have not heard back from. Tony.
Richie and Tony?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, which blows me away.
Yeah.
She's not working. He's not working. What are they doing so busy that their day is filled that they can't reply back to RSVP for Sunday brunch, for Easter brunch?
I don't know, man.
Stacy's working on the menu as we speak.
I don't know.
She's working on the menu.
I don't know, but Easter Sunday in March. That's crazy. Well, we're almost in April anyhow. I think we're into April next week, which is, gosh, it's going by quick.
I mean, before
you know it, it's going to be May. Before, I think 6 weeks from Saturday is the Kentucky Derby. How are we doing on the, which we will not be attending this year for the second year in a row.
Yeah,
so.
We will not be attending the Kentucky Derby, which is doggone shame. We just, our business partnership has not been renewed, and so therefore, we don't go back, which is too bad. So what we will be doing this year for the Kentucky Derby is we will be at the Chandelier Room at the Santa Anita racetrack here in Los Angeles in Arcadia, which is great. We were there for the Triple Crown race at the Belmont, where we watched American Pharoah take it all, which was fantastic. So we'll be at the Chandelier Room on the first Saturday of the May and watching the Kentucky Derby run from there, which is cool because it's a great place. You still can go in your Kentucky Derby garb. Great food, great drinks, a great vibe.
And boy, did we get lucky last time, Mark, getting that little spot in that alcove-like area.
Couch, chairs, perfect.
It was buzzing.
Yeah, it was great.
There.
It was
and,
great.
To get a table for four people.
We got lucky.
I wonder if we could reserve.
But I'll look into that because the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to reach out to our contact there, see if we can get a comp like we did for Belmont. If not, then we're going to buy it because it's, again, it's a lot cheaper, even if at $150 a head or whatever it is, it's a lot cheaper than going to Kentucky.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know.
What's our budget? What's the most we'll spend for that?
I think it's $150.
No drinks are included, though.
Yeah, didn't we get the bar? No? I thought there was a bar there that we got.
No, I know we – I'm pretty sure that we
– I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that we didn't.
Wow.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. But
then it can't be $150 if it's just food.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking the last time it was about $100. So I don't know. We'll see. I'll look into it.
Hey, so it's spring break right now?
It depends. LAUSD is on spring break this week.
Whitney's in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Same with Arcadia's in 2 weeks.
So, okay.
But LA is now.
Spring break next week. Okay. Hey, when I was in Vegas over the weekend, I'm walking past the Mirage, and that's where that club is, the Four Oaks.
Four Oaks. Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's very popular. There's one on the Sunset Strip as well. Scott Disick was the invited guest.
At the Four Oaks?
At the Four Oaks.
At the club. Did you say they had it on the Strip? They had a billboard on it?
The billboard's off the Strip, you know, at different locations when you're coming into Vegas. They had it. But right when you're walking past the Mirage, like when you walk in, they had a big billboard, like a stand-up sign out in front with his picture with a guy, a well-dressed guy, like standing there with a table. I guess he's trying to book tables or VIP things or whatever. So there's Scott Disick. So I asked the guy, he says, hey, so what's the deal? When Disick comes into town, are you guys like swamped? Is it like 80% women? He goes, actually, you'd be surprised. It's more men that come to see him than women.
So wait, let me get this straight. He's just making an appearance at the club.
Yeah.
So he's just in the club floating around.
He's not floating around. He's because I asked him. Because you know he's been doing this for years.
Right. And I said he's
not performing. He's not doing anything. So what is he doing? And the guy says he's just in the VIP section and he talks to the crowd every once in a while. He'll pick up the mic and he'll say, "How's it going? What's happening?" He gets I think $30,000 or $35,000 for every time he does one of these.
That's unbelievable.
And the guy that I'm talking to, he says, yeah, every time he comes, he has a bunch of people he brings with him.
Entourage. You know, like,
yeah, all his buddies. And last week, he was there last weekend as well. Who was Scott Disick's invited guest in the VIP box with him? None other than Johnny Manziel.
Oh, that bum.
There's two peas in the pod, right?
Yeah.
But anyhow, what a gig, huh?
So he probably does at least 10 of these a year, I would think, right?
Probably.
So he might make about $500,000 a year on appearances.
Probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I wonder if these appearances he makes, are they only in Vegas or does he go anyplace else?
That's a good question.
I mean, he goes elsewhere. Like LA clubs? Is it New York clubs?
He does. He went up to Canada last year. I remember that.
Okay.
He did something in Canada.
Well, what an easy way to make a ton of money,
yeah,
because you know that they fly him there.
Yeah.
They book. They have room, car, food, yeah, drinks, everything.
That's the easiest. And you don't perform. You just make an appearance, just like the youngest one, Kylie, just had her first one recently. Kris Jenner even had one recently as well.
Hell, we've made appearances and had appearance fees.
Yeah. I'd like to get the appearance at the club.
We've got one in Vegas, as a matter of fact, who knows? But I mean, we've gotten, we've been in Lexington. We've made the appearances,
Yeah.
So, I mean,
there's.
So look at this. If we're making appearances, so can Scott Disick.
Yeah, but how about that? That's like the ultimate gig. He did that on Friday night, and Saturday night he was with the entire family. He was back with the family at Nobu in Malibu celebrating Robert Kardashian's 29th birthday.
29.
Yeah, and the reason I know that is one of my John Ireland, who's on ESPN Radio, he happened to be there on Saturday night as well. Coincidentally, they were going to a party, and they stopped there to have dinner beforehand. But he said, everybody was there. Kanye, Robert Kardashian, Scott Disick.
I can't picture John Ireland doing the Nobu scene.
Yeah, well, the only reason they did that, Mark, because they were going to see Steve Mason, his buddy, who lives in Malibu. He was having the party, so they decided to do dinner there beforehand. But point being, he says like the entire restaurant was like frozen because the Kardashians were, everybody was constantly taking pictures of them. John Ireland says that everybody at the table was nonstop selfieing.
At the Kardashian table?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, nonstop. Yeah. And he actually went up to talk to Robert Kardashian because Robert Kardashian, 10 years ago, was an intern at KCAL 9, where Ireland used to work. So he went up and talked to him, had that thing going. But how about that, Scott Disick? You know? How about that? Get it if you can get it, like I always say, right? But so you've seen these commercials about these dress shirts from Van Heusen that's got the flex neck?
Flex neck?
Yeah.
No.
Well, you know me, my neck is always getting bigger, right?
Yep.
So now Van Heusen's got a shirt that's called the Flex Neck.
And the neck is expandable.
It's tight, but it could expand.
Speaking
of that, look at this. Tommy Hilfiger's got something for suits now called the Flex Suit. So I guess it works out the same way. Sounds kind of cheesy, though.
The Flex Suit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tailored to move. I guess it's the slim fit, but it's got, I guess this is some new material that they got that expands.
Yeah, well, that's microfiber, I think, was like that a few years ago. Microfiber?
Microfiber.
Yeah, so I think this might just be a new type of microfiber.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I like it, though.
I'm especially doing it for that social flex, media right now.
Yeah, especially for that flex neck like me.
Perfect for you.
I'm up to 18, if you could believe that.
Wow.
I mean,
that's the good life.
I could get into a 17 and a half. I guess it depends on the shirt, though. But if I'm putting 18 and it's comfortable around the neck, which is great, and I could even get it to fit on the arm, you know, the wrist.
Yeah.
But you know where it's a nightmare? The length. It like when you tuck in your shirt, it goes past your butt. I mean, it's...
Wow.
It's a big,
oh, that's right.
It's like a big shirt.
Yeah.
In a big shirt.
Right.
Skydeck.
Oh, great. Looking forward to that.
Did you see them the other day installing the slide?
This is something that's long overdue for Los Angeles. I mean, we've had this building, I guess 10 years now, or 15 years, the U.S. Bank Tower's been
20.
There. Tallest building west of the Mississippi. And right now they've just been purchased by they purchased a year and a half ago by a Singapore-based company. And they're just now deciding to open up a sky deck, an observation deck, I should say, a nightclub and restaurant.
A nightclub? They're putting a nightclub up
or
there?
A restaurant, I should say. Oh. A restaurant, a bar, in and this new thing called the Sky Slide. Slide, or whatever. Yeah,
which it's $25 for the Sky Deck for the, you know, the observation,
and
extra $8 to do this. And what this is, it's not plastic, but it's some kind of glass that you get into it.
Plexiglass.
And it's completely clear, and you literally slide from the like 72nd floor,
to
the 71st floor.
Yeah.
It's only like 12 feet, but it's completely clear. We've done these things up in Toronto and in Chicago where you get to stand over like a clear – or in Chicago at the Sears Tower, which is no longer the Sears Tower, but I'll call it the Sears Tower.
It's a box
that's been pushed out of the floor, and it's a glass box that you could stand in, and it's like you're standing in the air.
Wow.
So that's how this slide is.
They have that in the CN Tower as well as in Toronto.
Yeah.
Where you stand over the
– sounds crazy though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's we should post some of these pictures. But so, Mark, all of a sudden we're going from no sky towers, and within a year we're going to have two because that new Korean Airs building, they're having a sky deck up there too.
Hey, how about that guy dying last week, falling off the
– it was a suicide though, right?
I think so, yeah. The guy fell off from the 55th floor. He had no business. He had clearance only to go into the third floor.
So what does that mean, he had clearance –
Well, it means you're clear just to go there, to go all the way up top. I understand you've got to have more clearance because if you're not needing it up on the 50th floor.
Okay. Because Kerry kept on telling me he only had clearance for the third floor. But there was a suicide. He jumped off.
I think so, yeah. Because, again, he had no reason to be up there, and it was all self-enclosed up there. So there's no way that you could really just accidentally fall off of there. So,
But how cool is that, though? Again, like I said, we're going from forever not having a sky deck at all, which we should have had for this building.
Well, even when we had the UCB building, which turned into the First Interstate building, which is now the AON building.
Yeah.
Back then, we should have had some sky deck up there.
This is going to be great, Mark. We have credentials, though, for opening week or whatever.
We do. Yeah, we do.
Remember when we took the tour of City Hall a couple or about a year ago, and they have an observation deck?
Yeah.
What, like
in the 35th floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great.
Great.
We were there on a wonderful, clear day.
Yeah.
And the view then was fantastic.
Yeah.
So when this sky deck opens up.
Going to be the best.
But $25, but for $35, you get the World Trade Center, which is fantastic.
Well,
I think it's $25 overpriced, but I guess it's fair market value.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it should be $15-$20 max.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to when it finally opens up.
Opening up in June, right?
Yeah.
And they're already selling.
Yeah, I guess they expect it to be popular, which I think it will be.
Yeah, well, you know how those things are here in L.A.
Yeah.
And when you got populations of 10 million and everything's being tweeted and broadcasted and talked about.
Who's sponsoring our show today, Holmes?
Yeah. Right. Okay, so. iBidForStorage.com. iBidForStorage.com. They are sponsoring the show today and every Tuesday. If you need to reach them by phone, it's 844-424-3669. iBidForStorage.com. Check them out and get some auction business taken care of. The number one auction online place you can go. Check them out.
Hey, you see the premiere of the Dancing with the Stars last night.
I watched part of it.
Has to be the worst season ever. The biggest zeros I've ever seen. Not only that, Doug Flutie was awful. Geraldo Rivera was awful. I can understand him. He's 72. But Doug Flutie, boy, he's walking around like he's got crap in his pants. I mean, this guy is as stiff as a board.
Yeah, I missed him, but I saw Geraldo. I mean, Len even told him. He looked – and that smile. I know they want you to smile and stuff. But
that's just how he is. He's always in a good mood. He's always happy. I remember when he was on The Apprentice.
It was just bad. But Lynn, boy, he was a tyrant last night from what I saw.
Yeah, he's always. I mean, he was the same.
The girl, Misha Barton, he was bad to her.
She was lousy. Mm-hmm. Not only was she lousy, I remember two seasons ago or three seasons ago, this one woman that was on there was one Olympic winner. She won something. I forget what her name was.
Yamaguchi?
No, she was just a zero.
Apollo Ono?
No. He won.
Oh, I thought you were talking about winners.
No. I'm talking about bad people. This Olympic winner, she performed and she had a terrible attitude immediately. She was the first one to go, and that was because she wasn't only bad, she had a terrible attitude. Same with Misha Barton. Boy, when she got off dancing, I'm thinking, what's with her look on her face?
She was going to cry when Lynn gave her
But did you see her when she went to the back to get the interview?
No.
Okay. She had this horrible look on her face. She had this horrible attitude, and I'm thinking, she's gone. The Doug Flutie, I guess he's got fans, so he'll probably still be around. Same with Geraldo Rivera, but the attitude she had, I think she's gone.
Wow.
Yeah. She was really...
Those black guys, those athletes, did you notice how they were sweating?
Yeah, you know.
I mean, whatchamacallit, Aaron Rodgers, or whatever the co-host name is, she had to give that one guy a towel.
Aaron Andrews. And that's another thing about Aaron Andrews. You know, she just won that $150 million lawsuit. A couple things. I'm just lost at this. By her, that tape being released, what it did was it only made her more famous and increased her credentials. She got the gig on Dancing with the Stars after that thing was leaked. You know, she was crying and saying her career is ruined. If anything, her career went through the roof. Two, do you see the outfit she's wearing with her boobs just popping out like that?
Didn't notice.
She's all upset about people seeing her nude. All right, that's fine, nude. But then she comes on Dancing with the Stars, and she's as revealing as can be. So she's not only revealing everything. Her career went through the roof because of this videotape that was released, and now she's winning $100 million mm-hmm. or whatever in the lawsuit. I'm just flabbergasted.
Speaking of nude, did you see Olivia Wilde completely in the nude in Sunday's episode of Vinyl?
Oh, I haven't. Wow. I've never watched the show.
Oh, really? Oh, man, I love it.
I've TiVo'd three episodes. Oh, just didn't get around to watching
it. I absolutely love it.
The more time passes, the more I'm thinking I'm not even going to bother with it.
Yeah, well, you're too far behind. But I was.
Well,
just,
no, I've TiVo'd them.
Right, but then you got time to catch up with four episodes.
It's called binging.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyhow, wow. I'm just kind of surprised that she did that completely.
What's her claim to fame?
She's an actress. I don't know what her claim to fame, the one thing she's known for, to be honest with you. I don't know, but I know she's famous, and I know she's married to that.
Well, I know she's an actress, but I couldn't think of one thing she was in.
Yeah.
Not one thing.
I mean, I've seen her in a lot of things, but I can't off the top of my head. But if you Wikipedia'd her, I'm sure I'd be saying. But she's married to that one guy from SNL.
Oh,
Jason
that's right.
Sudeikis.
Right, okay, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
But it, like I said, if you Wikipedia'd her, it would be
so I'm wondering, why would she need to go... total nude.
That's what I immediately said. That to Carrie, why would she do that?
Yeah.
I mean, completely. Hey, did you? They did one of those live things on Fox the other day about The Passion. Did you see what kind of ratings they got?
Well,
for
ratings.
That?
No, I didn't hear about the ratings, but I'll see it Thursday.
Yeah, but did you hear anything about it? Because usually, when they did Grease, the next day they're saying it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Sound of Music, they're saying fantastic.
At least we believe it probably wasn't fantastic.
Yeah, this one did not seem appealing to me. At all.
You know, so back to the Dancing with the Stars, one of these guys, Niall Marcos, I had never heard of him.
The model?
Yeah.
The deaf guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I missed his dance. Did you see his dance? He was pretty good, right?
He was good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. But did he talk or sound like he's deaf?
He's completely deaf, and he didn't talk at all.
Okay.
He had the...
Just like What's-Her-Face that was on there, the Oscar winner a few years ago.
But she talked louder.
Yeah, right.
He doesn't do anything.
Nothing, huh?
Yeah. And he can't hear absolutely anything.
Huh.
That's where they're saying that was the big
weird
challenge.
Weird thing is, I went to his IMDb account to see his
history. Oh, this is the guy you were telling me about?
He's got no publicist, no agent, no manager, no law firm.
That's over,
he's got his Yahoo account to get directly to him.
Well, that changes after last night.
It's still the same, though. But, I mean, would have contacted him a month ago. He's got nothing.
Yeah, but I mean, it changes now. Next week or today, he's got a publishing agent. He's got the whole nine.
Yeah, there's nothing.
But he was good. I mean,
the only thing he's got for his credits is he won America's Top Model. That's it.
I didn't even know they had America's Top Model for men.
Yeah, that's it.
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. So, but he was. I mean, it's amazing. He's younger though. But I was just saying, it's amazing how some of these people they just.
Well, how about the other girl that was on there? That she was one of the kids in Full House.
Oh, how was she?
She wasn't bad, but they even criticized her about this. She came out, she was doing these. She was dancing like that.
Oh, cringing?
And Carrie Ann Inaba and Len told her, they said, you can't come out looking like that. I mean, that face looks like you're mean. You want to beat somebody up. I couldn't understand why she was coming out with that look on her face.
Wow.
But what I'm getting at is, since Full House 30 years ago, she's 36 or 38 now, so I guess she was 8 or 9.
That was in the 90s, so it was like 20 years,
okay,
like 95.
Well, she was 10, I think, in the show.
Okay.
Or 11. What has she done since?
The last 20 years.
So you've got this one from Full House, and you've got the this Niall Marcos guy.
And Misha Barton. Now, granted, she's an actress too, but...
Other than the OC, I don't know what else she's been in.
Who's the biggest name on the show?
Oh, it's got to be Geraldo Rivera.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know who the NFL guys are other than Doug Flutie.
Okay. Yeah. Well, one guy, Von Miller, he was the MVP for
all
the
right,
Super Bowl.
So maybe him then.
Wow.
And then you've got the weather girl from Good Morning America. But if you don't watch Good Morning America, you have no idea who she is.
And she just had a kid. So she's flying out she's flying back and forth, isn't she, for the show?
Yeah. Big deal. When you have a car waiting for you and it takes you to first class, and then the car waiting for you when you get to New York, that's nothing. I mean, you could easily do that.
Yeah. Wow. But. Wow. So
anyhow, in regards to your answer or your question of who's the biggest star out there,
yeah, You know, I did some research. I guess you might be right with Geraldo, I guess. But, I mean, a 17-year-old kid. I like how they opened him. They did that little sketch from Capone.
I thought that was ridiculous.
Yeah, I like that. But they've had some pretty decent stars. I did some research last night. There have been 247 celebrities on that show.
Wow.
I'd say probably 90% of them are next to nobody.
Right,
but,
C-listers.
Yeah. But
you've got the ones that, you know, you wouldn't, I guess, I don't know where you would think of Geraldo is, but, you know, he's 72 and he's a news guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Well, didn't he say that they've come to him several times in the past?
Yeah, this is the third time they came to him and he decided to go with it.
You know what, Mark, if they've got 240 people that have been on, they've probably approached well over 1,000 over the time.
Sure.
Yeah, as we're coming to an
22
end.
22 seasons.
As we're closing in on the ending of our show today, I'd like to thank our sponsor, iBidForStorage.com. They're a self-storage and self-storage auction online company based in Canada and the U.S. for the last 22 years. Their goal is to help you find a self-storage unit and auction that best fits your needs and budget. Check them out at iBid4storage.com or contact them at 844-424-3669. Thank you again, iBidForStorage.com. Check them out.
Boy, today's show went by extremely fast. People might get a hold of the Harris brothers. We're always trying to get new. We're involved in social media. Huge. Send us an email at wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com or wildcreationsmedia@yahoo.com. If you want to know what's going on with Wild Creations, new events, things that we're doing, go to wildcreationsmedia.com. It's a great website that tells you who we are, where we're going, what we've been doing since 2004. We also, like I said, we're huge in social media. So follow us on Facebook. Be a friend of ours on Facebook. That's facebook.com/wildcreations. And who doesn't like Twitter? They just celebrated their 10th anniversary.
Right?
So it's wildcreationsmedia/wildhollywood. Also, if you've got to have your daily dose of the Harris Brothers.
And you know you do.
www.firstrun.tv. Catch the next exciting episode of the Harris Brothers' Fabulous World of WoW. It's on Channel 2. You can watch it 24/7, 365 at your desktop, laptop, tablet, iPhone, iPad, anything you've got. There we are. Any time of the day. Just like listening to our radio show, Hear the Tastemakers on LATalkRadio.com. If you miss one of our exciting new fresh episodes, not to worry. Go to www.latalkradio.com. Go to Channel 2. See the Harris Brothers, the Tastemakers. And there is a huge library of all the different episodes you can go back and listen to anywhere you want, 24/7, 365, at your desktop, laptop,
from
iPad,
anywhere.
iPhone, wherever, right?
You can listen. Yeah, anywhere, man.
You can also follow us on Flickr. Right? And believe it or not, MySpace.com.
Wow.
Harris Brothers, there we are. Right?
I got to check us out on MySpace.
Don't forget LinkedIn. There we are on LinkedIn. And you know what, everybody? Storage Wars is coming back.
What?
April 5th, 2016.
2 weeks from today.
A&E Network, Storage Wars returns. Now the question that the world is asking right now.
And they are, Mark.
The
they
world
are.
Is asking,
they
will the
are.
Harris Brothers return to another season of Storage Wars? Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you're going to have to tune in and check that out for yourself. But it's a gorgeous day here in Southern California. It's 74 degrees and sunny. Life is good. Eat something good. Drink something good.
Have
life
fun.
Life is short. And as my buddy Pitbull always says, every day about above ground is a great day. So ladies and gentlemen, enjoy, and we'll see you next week.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.